Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry I'm late. I thought that they wouldn't let me schedule for 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, but apparently it went through. So let's see if we can start off with Bobby Darin Sees the Light. And I hope we do too.
Cared much for moonlit skies, never winked back at fireflies, but now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe, but now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused the spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies, I never winked back at fireflies, but now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe, but now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine, never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning.
Did you hear those horns that were beeping? That's a little frustration on the part of the drivers out there in front of my house because New York road gangs have chopped up one lane of a two-lane street, and people are going berserk. This is a borough that took a big hit on 911. In my church alone is 47 American names on a flag. You hear the horns? This is a one-block traffic jam. In my church, 47 names on a flag all died on 911. And there's a church up the road where the Monsignor was performing so many burials that he almost had a nervous breakdown because his parish was almost wiped out. And, of course, because he's a Catholic priest, there'll be plenty of communists to tell you that all priests are pedophiles. But nobody from Penn State. Yeah, be careful who fills your eyes and ears with crap. Never forget, media crap matters. That's our website if you want to check it out. I apologize for the hoarseness. I'm fighting a frog in my throat, which the Irish used to use as an excuse to have another drink. But I picked up the news, and here's what I saw. Did you see Paul Ryan in Iowa giving a speech? And the goon squad from the Communist Party tried to overpower it and take charge and ruin his presentation? Well, it's an old tactic. It's used by communists. They pick a rally, they infiltrate it, and they create a stunt. It's known as a communist stunt. A good example was the stunt developed by Nancy Pelosi, where she played the race deck, duplicating the Selma march on the Congress steps. Then one of her plants charged the Tea Party with shouting the N-word, but it was never shouted. and Breitbart offered $100,000 if anyone had video proof, and no one came forth. I stopped the believing Pelosi when she said, pass the health care bill and then we can see what's in it. The funniest was when she accused Bush of killing her two sons, Uday and Kusei Pelosi. The communist media lays down a smokescreen for demo-commo evildoers. No one vetted the plants at Ryan's speech. No one asked those Trotskyites where they were from, which state, where they paid for the day, what union they belonged to. Did they belong to any communist front group like the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Occidental College, Notre Dame, or Georgetown? Did they have nude pictures of comrades Trumka and Axelrod in their wallets? Did they know the women who accused a Citizen Kane? Do they carry police car toilet paper? Do they know Debbie Wasserman Schultz's hairdresser? Were they teachers or trainees? Beware of communist stunt makers. Take their pictures and vet them. Follow them back to Demo Combo headquarters. Take more pictures. Send them to Glenn Beck or Breitbart or Fox the Truth Channel. Welcome to www.mediacrapmatters.us, www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. And I hear last night that O'Reilly got Comrade Kucinich and called him a communist. Ah, the gloves are coming off. America is coming back to life. And Mark Rubio, when you are at the convention, bring a surprise guest to the convention. Introducing Ilian Gonzalez, sold into slavery by the Party de la Muerte. Castro owns all the sugarcane. That's what happens when guys like Obama say he's going to spread the wealth around, except his. But Castro took over all the sugarcane. He did it for the American people, the Cuban people. Yeah, and the people now cut it for nothing. And Castro is worth $670 million. While his people eat still life paintings. And if it wasn't for the money we smuggle into Cuba, those people would all look like Muslims from World War II. So I recommend that you check out who the enemy is. Go to YouTube, play 911 Danny Boy, and then go back to YouTube and play Flag Burners of Record. And you'll get to see your House and Senate who betrays you every day. And never forget, 911, we haven't gotten our revenge yet, and we forget nothing. So, we're going to give a tribute to the Latinos who are going to bolt from the party of death because they're Catholic, and Obama hates Catholics.
Aquí está la reina de salsa, Celia Cruz!
Como ser dueña del universo, poder expresar con mi voz lo que llevo por dentro, hacerles a ustedes sentir sensaciones grandiosas y en cada nota conjugar cantando muchas cosas. Y cuando la magia de algún don invade poco a poco el corazón, vuelvo con su ritmo sabroso. quisieron que fuera actriz y lo hice.
Fidel Castro was endorsed by the New York Times. Joseph Stalin was endorsed by the New York Times. So what paper do you read? You better start reading the Wall Street Journal. And you know what? Don't even use that that Times at the bottom of the birdcage. Parakeets get insulted. Okay, we're going to talk about the Obama camp used a four-letter word there to rip a Paul Ryan. This is the rhinos complaining that the party of death is using bad words. You know what the word was? I had to look it up. Started with an H. Hell. They're using bad words. Hell. I got news for you. Fox just introduced the word jerk off on the five. Yeah. And I remember when ass was first used. 2 minutes after the word ass was introduced by one of the dirty channels, like NBC, Nothing But Communists, or CBS, the Catholic bashing system, or CNN, the Communist News Network. They introduced ass. 2 minutes later, every network was introducing the word ass. So, wait till you see how many pick up on the last of faux pas. Okay, we're going to get serious. And I coated my throat with honey so I can keep my voice through this whole dissertation, but it doesn't seem to be working. Two camps. One tries to save, and one tries to destroy. And we're talking about the appointment of Paul Ryan by Romney. Anyone who is disappointed that their guy did not make president or a vice president nominees must put their differences aside and come together for the common survival of these United States. I did not get my choice, but I'm supporting rock and roll, R&R. I am pleased that Romney chose Ryan. I like Ryan because every time I saw him, he was working, and he was trying to crunch the numbers before they crunch us. And we're about to hit $16 trillion with a guy who's American rich. Yeah, and his mortgage is paid for. Yeah. For those who are bitter that Ron Paul did not do better, work for Ron Paul for the Supreme Court. He would do the Constitution justice. I swore that I would never vote the lesser of two evils again. This time around, I felt that that's what I was doing until Romney selected Ryan. As for the evil side, I honestly believe this, I believe with my heart and soul, this country is finished with four more years of the Black Russian. When you go into a bar and you order an Obama, they give you a Black Russian. He does not love this country, and he has tried to break the spirit of the South by putting them out of work. And my Latino friends, mi amigos, Super Gringo is telling you, get out of the Party de la Muerte. They hate you. They use you. They cheat you. And they're only catering to you for a vote. When they're finished with you, they will discard you like an old rag. They hate Catholics. If you are a friend of Our Lady of Guadalupe, they hate Our Lady of Guadalupe. Get out of the Party de la Muerte and vote Republican. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. And don't let them turn you against Mark Rubio because he's Cuban. The Cubans got the biggest shaft of all in the United States. Remember that. And you could be next. Oh, do you ever see Obama come out with a gallon of water for somebody that's dying of thirst in the desert? Did Janet Napolitano ever come out with a gallon of water for somebody who has just been thrown out of a truck by a coyote who's hightailing it? You know what I'm saying. You paid all that money to get smuggled into the United States. And when you got here, you got robbed and raped like you were getting robbed and raped on the other side. Do not trust the Party de la Muerte. They are only using you. Stand for yourself. Stand for your own people. Stand for your family. Stand for your children. When they get a hold of your children, you're not going to believe how they turn out. And the only reason the borders are open is to bring in the drugs. They don't care about you. They only want their drugs. And then they're going to legalize it. There are more farmers growing marijuana today waiting for the announcement. And wait till you see the hell that unleashes. Obama's already wants $547 million for rehab units. There will be more rehab units in the United States than churches. Might as well just make the schools rehab units. So, as for the evil side, I honestly believe this country is finished with four more years of the Black Russian. He does, and black farmers in the Southland, do not vote for this guy because he's black. He hates you too. He hates the entire South. He's going to send EPA fiends down there to put you out of business. And look what he did. Look how many phony farmers are turned up in Georgia to claim money that you were rightfully earned and were entitled to. And all of a sudden, you never knew there were so many farmers in Georgia. You know. You see it. You see the greed. You see the waste. Do not vote for this guy. He does not care about the South at all. I don't believe he's created one job in the South. He hates the South. So, back to the evil side of the Black Russian. He does not love this country and has tried to break the spirit of the South by putting them out of work. His first action was the oil spill, where he sent the deep drilling oil rigs to Brazil, then lent the leftist Brazilian government our American Social Security money to drill oil for China. And I truly believe he hates the Southland, regardless of color. He is buying all his votes from students to Iowa farmers who he gives tax money to in front of the camera, then takes it back in EPA fines and foreclosures for crop dust. He bribes helpless Latinos with amnesty but threatens their Catholic Church if they don't pay for abortions. He is responsible for the murder and cover-up of between 50,000 and 70,000 Mexicans, using Eric Holder to run 2,000 guns to narco terrorists, enough guns to equip four regiments of drug dealers. You can't see his high school records. The people who put him in power don't want you to know he's a communist, but he can't hide it, though he be lying to hide his KIA record in Afghanistan, which is also covered up, as was the phone-ahead ambush and murder of SEAL Team 6. You've seen him take all the glory for getting bin Laden. It took him 90 days. He gave bin Laden 90 days to get away before he was forced to kill him. Do you think that George Patton, General MacArthur, General McChrystal, who they got rid of because he said, called him Biden Bite Me. Imagine that, taking a general off the battlefield because you hurt the Biden's feelings. He showed disrespect for the office. Yeah, there's nobody showing more disrespect for this office than the president who gives the American flag the crotch salute. Yeah. You think that those three guys would have waited 90 days to get bin Laden? Do you think Rudy Giuliani would have waited 90 days to get bin Laden? Bush told us bin Laden wasn't important, so Bush let us down. Bush should have gotten bin Laden on his watch 2 days after he went to work. All he had to say was, you see that mushroom over there? Bin Laden's in there somewhere. Yep. But, of course, we have to be politically correct because the communists have tied our hands in our own country. So he's buying all his votes from students who he's not going to help, who believe him. He sucked them all in to Iowa farmers. Did you see they found a teacher of Paul Ryan, who was his teacher, and says that he won't vote for him? Oh, what a surprise. Another communist teacher refuses to vote for an American. Yeah, I'm shocked and appalled. That's what the Democrats do when they get caught stealing. I'm shocked, I'm appalled, and I'm calling for an investigation. I'm forming a committee right now, and I'm making a book deal. Yes, and we'll have a press conference around 2 p.m. And we'll do the Academy Awards at the same time. You know how that goes. Aren't you tired of that? Aren't you fed up? Huh? What are you, a turkey and everybody's stuffing you? Oh, man, and it's not even Thanksgiving. You can't see his school records, and the people who put him in power don't want you to know he's a communist. But he can't hide it, though. He'd be trying to hide his KIA record in Afghanistan. Also covered up was the phone-ahead ambush and murder of SEAL Team 6. He hides the flag-draped coffins. He disguises them as NATO troops in his pimp press. The record shows Bush lost 461 Americans in Afghanistan in 8 years. Obama has lost over 2,000 NATO troops buried in the USA and in the press in 3.8 years. SEAL Team 6 was buried in the press before their bodies arrived home. Then, under instructions from his handler, Valerie Jarrett, he gave bin Laden 3 months to get away. And we've yet to do the run out in Afghanistan, and already this week, 6 Americans have been shot in the back by friendly Afghan soldiers. When you see with your own eyes and hear with your own ears this terrible choice for a president, tell the leader of the Soviet Union that he will be in a better position to work with the head of the KGB, Rasputin, who is right now at this very moment is increasing his bomber force, and they just discovered a Russian nuclear sub has been in the Gulf of Mexico for a month. They're just finding it now. You think this country is ready for us to hit 911 part 3? We're not ready at all. We're worse off than we were before. We're wide open, face down, pants down. Obama just sold us out, as he did to Israel, Poland, and the slave nations that are on a short Soviet leash. When he asks the Prime Minister of Israel to leave by the back door and take the garbage out, He really means riding the back of the Hezbollah bus. And any friend of Israel who votes for him and doesn't spend his last dollar to get him out of office is an oven doorman. When you hear his wife say this is the first time in her life as she is proud to be an American, I flash back to a six-year-old Cub Scout singing "You're a Grand Old Flag," then saying, "This is my flag and I'm very proud." Let's go to YouTube and type in "All this for a flag." Read Michelle's lips as she says to the crotch saluter at a 911 ceremony in New York City, "All this for a flag that was being folded and being presented to a freely elected enemy of the USA." My friends, I'm talking about the President of the United States. He is our enemy. He is not our president. He does not love this country. So I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to give you the conclusion of my opinion. So let me give you a tune. Should we give you something patriotic? Can we do that? Oh, it looks like we can't. Oh, we're coming back. Here we are. Want something in German? We'll give you a... Oh, yeah. This is a good one. This is a border song. Senate, the money is pouring out of Washington faster than you can earn your tax payment. I just I had a blog sent to me the other day. It was 1955. Do you know how much the price of gas was in 1955? You ready? 20.5 cents a gallon. And the oil company that provided the gasoline got 5 cents of the 20. The state got 5 cents of the 20. The owner of the gas station, or the employer of the manager of the gas station, got 4 cents. The gas station got 4 cents. That's 14 cents right there. And the other 6 cents was, you know, I think something went to real estate, something went to city tax. So that's what it used to be. And you know what? Back then we used to, we had some oil, and we drilled for oil, and we had some foreign oil. We don't need anybody's oil but our own. But this president won't let you have it because he's saving it for the New World Order. And tomorrow, if they announced that the UN was going to be turned into a motel, I would be so happy. I don't want anything to do with those crooks. God gave everybody a something. God gave every country something to live on. Even the driest desert can produce something. They have hydroponic farms in Saudi Arabia, in the desert, under the ground. Everything can be developed. But man is too busy stealing from his brother. Doesn't want to work. He wants to steal the goodies. Okay, so let's go back to the conclusion. When you hear his wife say for the first time in her life she is proud to be an American, I flash back to a 6-year-old Cub Scout singing, "You're a Grand Old Flag." If you go to YouTube and you type in "Flag Burners of Record," you will see a presentation that starts off with the Star Spangled Banner, and then you will see a picture of wounded GIs and bodies draped in flags coming back from the war zone, the 911 war zone. And you'll see a Boy Scout who the communists hate, the last bastion of straight men in the United States. And Imus said, "All scoutmasters are gay." Thank you, Imus. You're a real pal. You know, sometimes you remind me of Howard Stern in a cowboy hat. Yeah. So anyway, you got to learn how to accent the positive, Imus. And by the way, the Marine Corps called. They want their bugle back. But anyway, and there's a picture of a Boy Scout, and he's putting American flags on GI cemetery gravestones. You know, he's got a handful of flags, and that's his job. And here you got people that drag it around at the Olympics, pretending to be Americans, but they're only interested in themselves. Yeah, we know that story. So, all this for a flag. You got to read Michelle's lips. When you go to YouTube and just type in "all this for a flag," and what you'll see is a 911 ceremony, and the pipers are coming up on the side. So it's New York. It's the New York Emerald Society Fire Department, and they're folding the American flag like they do when they give it to a widow or a mother for a fallen son. And they're folding it so that when they're finished, it looks like the tri-cornered hat of an American Revolutionary soldier. And Michelle is looking at her husband, and she's saying, "All this for a flag." Now, you can't hear her say that. But what they did is they took that YouTube video, and they sent it to a university that teaches reading lips. And working with people that are deaf. Okay? And they say she was saying all this for a flag, and he's nodding his head like, yeah, well, let's get out of this place. We'll put up with this crap a little bit more, and then we're gone. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Obama bin Laden. The party of death has to be ejected. They can no longer allow them to win reinfection. We have to get rid of them now, or we're not going to have a country. And the sad part is that we no longer can pick the lesser of two evils. It is now freedom from communism and one last chance to get it right. The goal of Joseph Stalin was to destroy the three strongest virtues of American freedom: patriotism, morality, and spirituality. Communist-run state schools destroyed patriotism. Pornowood media destroyed the morality and put it on your cable bill. And the party of death destroyed the spirit of America. Now in 3 months, we must rebuild a strong Judeo-Christian nation with the help of Sikh, Indian, and Buddhist brothers and sisters. They have divided us almost beyond repair. They play more cards of division than a blackjack dealer with a four-deck shoe. The time has come to take our country back. One nation under God, where the strong protect the weak, especially the unborn. After all, it is good to believe in a resurrection. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and the ballot is freedom's bullet, and let's keep it that way. Strike a blow for freedom. Pull the lever. No more terms for termites. One nation under Tim Tebow. I'm only kidding. Don't get upset. I'm not a heretic. I'm one of you. Okay, what do we got here? Want to do a little, want a tangerine? I stopped tangerine because right above it is a tune that we're going to play for Obama on November the 6th.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end. Whisper secrets to the wind.
After all.
get a chance, you could hit YouTube also and type in 911 Danny Boy. And just think before you talk. When you're standing in line and some unqualified TSA agent is making you take your shoes off, don't complain about it too loud because the guy standing behind you may be a GI missing two legs. Look around first before you act upset. Gun control. I was watching, they got a problem in China. They got a guy gone wild. He's killed 9 people, and he killed a woman coming out of a bank with, and he took her $40,000. So, you know what? Some of these Chinese are good savers, aren't they? She had 40 grand, and he killed her and took her money. They've given him the name Rambo, and they called out the local police. The local police is the army. And I got to tell you, they showed the local police, you know, like, you know, 2 cops show up here, 4 cops show up, 3 cars show up, a couple of detectives. It was about 1,000 troops looking for this guy. And that was just like, you know, the local police. And then they mentioned that nobody's allowed to have guns in China. Could you imagine 1 billion Chinese with guns? How long you think Tiananmen Square? How long you think that would last? Oh, and then we got the Joe Biden. And you know, I was also talking to somebody in Brazil. And I said, are you allowed to have guns in Brazil? He said, no, we're not allowed to have guns. I said, why not? He says, no, we're not allowed to have them. I said, so who has guns in Brazil? He says, only the narco-terrorists. Yeah, huh? You want to live there? And, you know, there's a debate going on. I think I heard from somebody, I'm not going to mention his name because he gets mad at me when I mention his name. You're quoting me wrong. I think he mentioned to me that they had an experiment that 29 palms with the Marine Corps. They did a survey, and the survey was if you were ordered to fire on American citizens, would you do it? And I think 29% said yes. So if you got relatives in the service right now, you better remind them that if the order ever comes down from the Communist Party to fire on American citizens, they better not do it, okay? Because that order is an order that only Nazis obey. So be careful. Be careful. Joe Biden in 49% black Danville, Virginia, and his fake Southern accent. Did you ever see Hillary do her... fake black accent when she makes believe she's Fannie Lou Hamer? Why are black people allowing these people to put them on? I'm surprised Joe Biden didn't go and do Mammy in blackface. This guy is too much, man. He says they're going to put you all back in chains. Let me tell you something. If anybody's going into chains, it's going to be all of us. It's not just going to be blacks in chains. It's going to be blacks and whites. And usually when the communists kill their enemy, they kill the strongest ones first. So, and let me ask you, how many blacks do you know living in Russia? How many blacks you know living in China? Yeah. You think about that. They're going to put you all back in chains, he says. And Obama was talking about the love one another and you got to take care of your brother. And his brother is in a hut that doesn't even have a door in Kenya. And he's living on $12 a year. You think he could send his brother a buck a month? I'm married to a woman that is probably the queen of the Apaches. She has donated more money to American Indians than the government gives them to live on today. Yeah, and How come we're not doing anything for the American Indians except give them fire water? When are we going to start taking care of our own? You know what? Let's take all the money we give to the UN and split it up among the Indian tribes. At least we'll have some good parades. You could send one towel and one bar of soap to the UN. All those guys in the UN, they're all top dogs. They're like Fidel Castro. Everybody cuts the sugar cane for Fidel. Yeah. And that's what they are in these African countries. All the rulers are crooks. It's pretty much like the House and the Senate. Yeah. I went to the Middle East and I watched all this backsheesh, they call it, everybody getting paid off. And India is one that's really, they're going broke with all the payoffs. They'll have a sugar contract. The guy say, I got a sugar contract. And put your bid in, but put in 5% for me. And then he hands it to another guy and says, put in 5% for me. By the time the sugar contract gets to where it's going, there's about 80 guys writing it. Unbelievable. We're in trouble, my friends. And now we got senators living like sultans. What I would love to see somebody come out with. Here's the list of Chuck Schumer's donors. Here's the list of Carl Levin's donors. This is what they got by the dollar amount from each individual in each business. I think if you ever saw that list, you know what you would do? You would buy two more guns and a ticket to Washington. Yeah. We're being had. We're suckers. They throw us a bone. Okay, we're going to have a town meeting now. We're going to talk it up. We're going to tell you we feel your pain. We're going to tell them that they're going to be put in chains. Yes, yes, we feel your pain. We know what you're going through. Yes. Is that Dennis Kucinich? What happened? He chipped his tooth? Where did he chip his tooth? In the free lunchroom? He's suing the lunchroom. He got an olive pit. He was having martinis. Yeah, Dennis Kucinich. Do you know I got a picture of him? You know who he's sitting next to? Bashar al-Assad from Syria. Bill Nelson. I call him Bill Bayonet the Baby's Nelson. He's an astronaut. Yeah, and it's spelled with two S's. Yeah, they won't let him on the moon. You know why they won't let him on the moon? Because even without oxygen, he could find a way to burn the flag. Bill Nelson, serving the people of Florida. Up. Yeah, blocking the door to Terry Schiavo. Yes, that's Bill Nelson. Along with Spaghetti Head. What's her name? Never trust a woman with two last names. Never trust a woman who's named after a test for VD. The Wasserman test. Yeah, do you know that she's banned from every beauty parlor in New York City? The only guy that's doing her hair right now is Tony's Pizzeria. And when he's finished quaffing her, he tops it off. He goes, what do you want, the mushrooms or anchovies? Oh, that's a terrible hit. Yeah, like the hit they sent 60 lawyers up to go through Sarah Palin's garbage. And I'm unethical. I'm uncouth. What, are you kidding me? Get out of town. Let's see what else we got here. Want another tune? Let me see how much time we got. I don't think I have too much time. I got 6 minutes. Let's see. You want to do 2 minutes and 54 seconds of La Bamba? For all the Mexicans that are voting Republican. I had to stop it because I only got 3 minutes left and I had a couple of thoughts I want to share with you. Wouldn't, you know, Nancy Pelosi, she's very rich. She's one of those rich people that's not Republican. And I think she's big into restaurant chains and hotels. I wonder if she shortchanges any of the Mexican help. What do you think? Huh? Oh, here comes immigration. You have to go now, Jose. Here's your $2 for the day. Adios, amigo. Yeah. There's a story, and of course I can't verify it, so we have to say it's alleged that Chuck Heinrich Schumer, who wants to confiscate everybody's guns like Heinrich Himmler did in Germany, he gets donations, you know, those champagne contributions from some the people that run nursing homes where the elderly are abused. Why don't they do a commercial instead of showing Paul Ryan pushing Grandma off a cliff? Why don't they do a commercial at one of the nursing homes that belongs to the Democrat Party? Yeah. And you know what I heard? I heard, and this is only a rumor, so don't say this is fact, that they have a lot of Filipino employees that they underpay. And when the Filipino employees got together and asked for, like, bread, they threatened to transfer them to locations that can't be accessed by bus or train. So they would have to give up the job. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that nice? That's your Democratic Party in action. They're all dirty, my friends. It's a question of who's dirty. You know the difference between a Democrat and a Repuppet? When the Repuppet gets caught stealing, he says he didn't do it. He insists he didn't do it. When the Democrat gets caught stealing, he says, you can't prove it. Yeah, like John Corzine, a man of the people. Do you know that there is a video, maybe you might find it on YouTube, when John Corzine was running for governor in New Jersey, he was endorsed by a group of black ministers, and they were all on the stage, and there was about 12 to 15 black ministers, and one of the people in the press, and Corzine was standing, he was the only white guy in the crowd, and he was standing in the middle of them, you know, like singing Gumbaya. And one of the press, of course, said, is it true that you guys got paid off by I think it was Senator Corzine at the time. Senator Corzine? And they all looked at each other like we weren't supposed to get this question. And one of them said, what did we say we were going to say last night? And Corzine turned whiter than white. Yeah, but now he's only missing $1.8 billion and he doesn't know where the money went. Yeah, that's a typical Democrat. Money gone. All gone. They're like blackjack dealers that clap their hands, you know, when they're leaving the post. Look, no chips. Now, closing with the dedication and the Navy hymn to the SEALs that were murdered and covered up in the press. 22 Navy SEALs and 8 other servicemen in a helicopter, and we still don't know the story, and it won't come out, and neither will all the gun running and the Mexicans killed by Eric Holder. That's all. Everything is being held until after the Communist Party wins reinfection.
Thank you.
I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm reading the 30 names of the guys on that chopper. Navy SEAL Derek Benson, Navy SEAL Jesse Pittman, Stephen M. Mills, Navy SEAL Louis Langlais, Navy SEAL Nicholas Null, Navy Petty Officer Thomas Ratcliffe, Staff Sergeant Andrew Harville, Sergeant Patrick Hamburger, Wolf Different States, Chief Warrant Officer Sergeant Brian Nichols, Chief Warrant Officer Sergeant Alexander J. Bennett, Sergeant John W. Brown, Navy SEAL Brian R. Bill, Navy SEAL Kevin A. Houston, Navy Petty Officer First Class John Duandara, Specialist Spencer Duncan, Navy SEAL Matthew Mason, Navy SEAL Jason Workman, Navy SEAL John Tummelson, Petty Officer First Class Michael Strange, Navy SEAL Aaron Vaughn, Navy SEAL Robert Reeves, Navy SEAL Commander Jonas Kelsall, Navy Explosive Technician Craig M. Vickers, Navy SEAL Christopher G. Campbell, Navy SEAL Nicholas P. Spihar, Chief Warrant Officer David R. Carter, age 47, Navy SEAL Jared W. Day, 28, from Utah, Navy SEAL John W. Foss, age 31, from Minnesota, Navy Chief Petty Officer Heath Robinson, age 34. The average age is in the 30s. The youngest one, I think, is 21 from Kansas. God bless you. God bless all of you. And God protect your loved ones. And may you be avenged. May you get justice in a fair hearing and investigation. Good night, folks.